This is Wade Brath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Child care costs for a family with a four-year-old and eight-year-old exceed rent in 500 out of 618 U.S. communities. Russia joined Great Britain in suspending flights to the country's most popular tourist destination in Egypt based on fears that the Russian charter plane was downed by a bomb. President Obama has rejected the request from a Canadian company to build the Keystone XL oil pipeline, ending a seven-year review that had become a flashpoint in the debate over his climate policies. Election in 100 million population poor Indian state of Bihar has seen Prime Minister Narendra Modi campaign aggressively for his BJP party to take over with dangerous pleas of communism, nationalism, and Hindu versus Muslim appeals. Meeting of the leaders of China and Taiwan was the first meeting in 66 years. The two governments have been rivals since 1949 when Chiang Kai-shek, the leader of the Chinese nationalists, fled to Taiwan after losing a civil war to Mao's communist who established the People's Republic of China that year. Those two leaders last met in 1945. Children of same-sex couples will not be able to join the Mormon Church until they turn 18 and only if they move out of their parents' homes, disavow all same-sex relationships, and receive approval from the church's top leadership as part of a new policy adopted by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A sexting scandal involving hundreds of pictures and more than 100 students at Canyon City High School in Colorado has brought wide attention to this problem using so-called vault apps and thought to be widespread among teens elsewhere. Leslie Rutledge, the Attorney General of Arkansas, warned parents of vault apps like Calculator Percentage, Keep Safe Private Photo Vault, and Best Secret Folder that are disguised on phones. More than 2 million merchants use Square, the mobile payments company, to process transactions every month. And over the last year, Square has processed more than $32.4 billion in payments. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.